He bought like 50 things in like 10 minutes. They're just like, oh, they're all going to get delivered in 24 hours. And I was like, okay, man, good luck with that shit. And then he's sitting there in this basement suite, which is like surrounded by a bunch of stuff. I'm like, Terry, you can't pay rent. Like, I thought I was bad with money. It was mostly Terry who did a bunch of dumb stuff with his money. Well, dumb. It was pretty cool. Like, he got this super, like, life-size cutout of, like, Angus Young, which was totally awesome, which he still has, actually. And, I was spending my money all on recording the Nightseeker record. So, I knew. I was one of those guys, those smart guys who had a goal. You know, like, I got money from the government, and instead of spending it on something useless, I spent it on recording an album.
That's awesome. You're looking out for your future.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, you know, you spend, that's how the music business works. You know, you got to spend money to meet people.
That's
100% how.
True or worse.
How did you, as a pipeline worker for how many years, or a laid off pipe worker, not save anything or not discover the internet?
Well, that's a two-part question there, Mel. See what I did there? The first part is that, like, I don't know anyone in the pipelines who saves their money. It's like, you know, you get $600 on a Friday, you spend $605 on Friday night. You know what I mean? Like, that's how the labor force works. And, you know, you got to give back. Like, I don't really subscribe to a lot of charities, but there's a hell of a lot of waitresses out there that got education, thanks to me. So I like to think that I've been donating to the universities and colleges for, like, the last 30 years.
Yeah, you got to keep the economy moving.
Yeah, that's right. Like, guy at the beer store needs his bread, man.
You should get a tax write-off for all those scholarships you've been doling out.
I think I'm up to about 25, and then if you include the Peeler scholarships, man, geez, that's like off the charts.
What's the biggest surprise you've found on the internet so far since discovering it?
Well, I found this, Like, it's one of those, like, it's like a flashlight, but it's also a knife, and it's also a shotgun tool, and then it's also got this thing inside where there's enough room for, like, a condom in it, like a single rolled-up condom. And they call it the All in Wonderful, and I thought this was just the most amazing thing in the whole world. And but I had it in my pocket, and then one time, I guess it's like it's on like a pop release, like if you push a button, and then the sort of razor blade came out, and I didn't know. I was like giving her at a concert, and I was just like, oh man, someone spilled a beer on my leg, and I looked down, I'm just covered in blood because the razor had like sliced up my leg for the whole show. So I kind of learned my lesson there, you know. Just stick with one thing, you know, because if you have a knife in your pocket, you're aware of it and you kind of safety about it. But if you think like you got a flashlight / knife / condom holder, you know what I mean? It's just like / shotgun tool. You kind of forget that there's a deadly blade in there, you know?
You're not
it's too
attention.
Much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. You kind of lose your focus on the danger level.
Lose your bearings. Your rock career is about to take off or is taking off. How's living life castrato?
Oh man, it's just so great. I mean, now, like when I meet ladies that, you know, it used to be they were just like, oh, happy to meet me. And now they just want me to sing to them, you know, which is just delightful. You know what I mean? It's like, there's nothing like singing a lady into an orgasm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like some people can like, you know, break glass. I can pop cherries. It's just amazing.
Women love musicians. That's very true.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I'm very, like, I'm like the gentle giant of, like, rock and roll falsetto, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in it for the good times, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like to break hearts.
I wanted to say thanks for your documentaries. I even had a box of Kraft Diener when I was living in Fort McMurray for my 6 years. So,
nice. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's still good. Yeah, that stuff lasts. It's an expiration date, I think, for if I recall correctly, it's 2036.
Do you miss Fort Mac?
Oh, of course I do, man. Yeah, there's a piece of my heart that's always going to be in the Mac and for the delightful folks who live up there. Because I did a lot of my best giving her up there. And, yeah, no, it's a deadly spot. And, you know, we'll be... Well, they're rebuilding as we speak. You know, they haven't called me to help build, but that's because I can't really swing a hammer worth shit. So
yeah, I've got to call either now that I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, apparently they didn't call you either.
Well, thanks for your time this morning, Diener. I look forward to your show on Vice. Congratulations on continuing with the FUBAR tradition. And why TV and not another movie? Do you like TV more?
Well, it's because, like, when you do TV, it's like you get to make, like, three movies at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, this is a FUBAR Age of Computer. It's out on Viceland, and they done give us 8 episodes. So that's basically, you know, if you look at the time of it, it's almost 3 movies. So that's, you know, it's just as simple as that. We got more jokes to tell, you know?
It just all comes down to math, right?
Yeah, simple math, which is not really what I'm good at, but people tell me, like, the answers, and then I remember them.
And Mel has, or Chris, depending on how you decide she's going to be addressed, has never tried Pilsner. What would you describe the taste of Pilsner to her as?
Okay, well, first, Chris, I would blindfold you. I would gently take you by the hand.
Yes.
I would sit you down beside a mountain stream on a day where it's about 23 degrees with a slight breeze stirring the leaves in the trees above. And then I would say, okay, take a deep breath. And then you do that. And then I'd be like, that's Pilsner.
This sounds lovely.
Yeah, I know you. And then after you have 6, it's even lovelier.
Well, I might try that this weekend.
Yeah, well, you'll have to remember what I said. And if you, I'd love to hear your opinion after you've had one. See if it's the same as mine.
Well, thanks for your time, Dieter.
All right, guys, take your sleazy.